All right, we were talking to our intern off the air, and he's actually here now, but and he told us that he's really into the Bee Gees. He's 21 years old. He's in studio right now. Intern Makai, how did you come across the Bee Gees?
One day, I was just deciding to go through music, you know, take the time to go back and look at some old projects, you know, that I could use and listen to, you know, throughout my time. And that's how I ran across the Bee Gees.
What specifically, is it just Staying Alive, or you can go deeper?
What's it called? How Deep Is Your Love?
Oh, yeah.
You know, you got Emotion.
That was not written by them, but yes.
You know, Emotion, and then you also have Love You Inside and Out.
Okay.
Okay. Those are deep cuts.
Yeah. Who knows the Bee Gees?
Yeah, that's a good one.
Wow. And so, guys, thinking, what older artist or band are you into? And Squid said Pink. Sorry. I thought she was dead.
Jerk.
That's my bad.
Josie Houston.
We'll never forgive you for that.
I don't think she's alive anymore. Like, oh, yeah, she's alive. Josie said Bill Withers. Jason said Frankie Valli. Matt.
James Taylor.
James Taylor. And then I said Frank Sinatra. Then we've been taking your calls as well. Let's go to Brandy. Brandy, what older band and or artist are you into?
I absolutely love Chicago.
Ooh. Oh, okay, yeah. Saturday. Oh, yeah, yeah. In the park,
I think it was the 4th of July. Talk about a band that's gone through a lot of different changes, including the singer. I think Peter Cetera was the biggest part of Chicago when he was singing, and it was when Karate Kid came out. He had a song.
Oh, okay.
Very big.
And aren't there, 40 people in this band?
Yeah.
Like, there's a ton of people. It's almost like you're going to see an orchestra when you go see Chicago.
Is that the song, I Am the Man Who Will Fight For Your... Is that
Peter Cetera? That's one of them, and there's another one, too, I believe, that came out the same. And he, I think, was the most successful time for Chicago, if I'm not mistaken. Oh.
All right.
You and your Chicago knowledge. Impressive.
I'm not really a huge Chicago fan, but I do like a couple Peter Cetera songs.
There are a lot.
You would know.
There's so many people in it.
Yeah, you would know the song.
Yeah, it's like you hear I had that trouble. Like, I don't know the band names, but I know their songs.
Right.
Let's go to Paul. Paul, what is your favorite artist or band that's an older artist or band?
Well, I'm going to have to say the Beach Boys all the way.
Ooh. Okay.
Classic.
Especially if you like Charles Manson.
Of course.
Didn't they have some connection?
There was a connection with the...
They did. Nice. I believe they wrote a few songs together.
Yeah. Seriously.
There's a big documentary, I think, Disney Plus, is doing a documentary or docuseries about them. Or they're doing... I don't know, but there's going to be some sort of...
Which is odd, because if you listen to this song... Doesn't seem like a serial killer type song.
That's how they get you.
I think about Full House every time.
It's just subliminal messaging. You got to listen real good.
Kokomo is code for murder. That song, I have distinct memories of being very, very young at Burmill Pool in the summer. And this song was big as a little kid. And then I think Can't Touch This. I think it was around the same year.
Okay.
So I feel like MC Hammer and the Beach Boys were playing nonstop all summer long. Which was kind of odd, if you think about it. All right, let's go to...
Well, MC Hammer was a huge song, and that came out from... I think that was a Rick James song.
Yeah.
Super Freak.
Yeah,
Can't Touch This? That was massive. And then Too Legit to Quit. Squid, you don't even know. You think Pink's dead. Come on. Let's go to AML Chris. Chris, what is your favorite older artist?
I like the Dave Matthews Band.
Okay. Sweet you
rocker. Are we counting that as old?
Yeah.
Yes, so he's
crashing to me.
Older. I mean, it's got to be over 20 years.
Oh, it's 30.
It's 91.
Yeah, it's 30. They've been a band for almost 35 years. I read yesterday. I lost my virginity to this song.
Okay.
Thank you for that.
I want you to picture that.
I will say, though, the Dave Matthews Band, they're a completely different style and all that stuff. And for a while, I thought people just liked them because it was the cool thing to like. But then I heard them so much and I started liking them. Is one of the higher grossing touring bands of all time for the success he had for hits.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I think it's not even proportional for the amount of actual top hits he's had to the amount of money they make touring.
Right, right.
They're a great band to see live for sure. Ashley, what is the older artist or band that you're really into?
Conway Twitty.
Yes! Ooh, I just like the name.
Darling.
Oh,
darling.
Nice to see you. Mm-hmm. It's been a long time. You're just as lovely as you used to be.
All right, now you're listening to this all weekend.
I know.
It's a great vibe.
Yeah. That was always my go-to joke if somebody's like, what's your favorite artist? I'm like, Conway Twitty. Like, to my friends, they're like, who? I just think he has, like, a kind of a funny-sounding name. But, yeah,
funny-looking, too. If you watch him, he's just this old kind of chunky dude. Just...
Yeah, he was. Let's go to Danielle. Danielle, what is the band, older band or artist you're really into?
Simon and Garfunkel.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. God bless you, please. Mrs.
Robinson. It's a good one. I guess they were heavily influential in folk music, too, but did they sing Puff the Magic Dragon?
No, that was them? Peter, Paul, and Mary. Oh, that's right. But they sang Sound of Silence, probably one of the best written songs, in my opinion.
And the last one real quick, Pam, what older artist and or band are you into?
I love Marvin Gaye.
Oh, classic.
Don't we all?
Yeah. Come on now.
Love you, making.
Yeah. I think many generations have made love to this song.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
And this is the song that actually Ed Sheeran got sued for.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
For, which one was it? Sounds a little bit like.
Thinking Out Loud.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
And what about, was this also the one that Pharrell got sued for? A Marvin Gaye song?
No. That was Blurred a different lines? One. I thought that was
a different song. Not the song.
Robin Thicke. Yeah.
But Marvin Gaye. Yeah. The Marvin Gaye estate does not play. If they think they're coming after
you. Well, of course
you.
Not. They got to use him for all they can. You know, he gone. So he's a gone.
Wasn't he killed by a son? Shot by a son?
Father.
Or his father. Oh, yeah, worse.
Damn.
God. Father
his father shot him.
Yeah.
When he's famous artist. That's wild.
It's a crazy story.
All right. Thank you for sharing that. It's interesting. It's better insight into some things that, you know, is not of our generation. And, you know, Squid has artists as far back as Pink.
It's pretty impressive.